Greetings, this is James Gillen. We've got another great show. I'm your host, and I have a few little announcements to make. Don't forget the Transformation Celebration at the East SETI Ranch, and that's Friday, June 28th through Monday, July 1st. And we're going to have some amazing speakers. We've got Neil Kramer, Spencer Barkley, Laura Eisenhower, Joel Garbin, John Kelly, Natasha, James Gillen, myself, and Mark Peebler and Victoria Lilinquist. And we're going to have some incredible music, too. We've got Anahata in Sacred Sound Current and Bitterroot in Star Nation. So we're going to do some amazing things up here and have all kinds of gatherings. We're going to talk about, we're going to do a group mandala. We're going to explore ancient and modern spirituality, yoga, natural phenomenon, philosophy, sovereign law, free energy technology, UFOs, Native American wisdom traditions, energetic healing, and more. So it's going to be an amazing event, and I tell you, last night we were inundated with ships, and we had six massive ships come over and power up right in a row, one after another, and I got one of them on film, so as well as some of the other earlier ships. So anyway, you got to come up and check this out for yourself. The guests that were here last night are just blown away, and some of them came up pretty skeptical, and now they're total believers, so it's pretty amazing. But anyway, if you want to find out more about that, just go to eSETI.org or send an email to eSETIreservations@gmail.com, and you can get more information on that if you want to find out about the conference. But I wouldn't miss this one. This is going to be a monumental event, especially because of the energetics here at the ranch and the fact that it is a Stargate and what's happening here. And it's going to be just a major boost and initiation for whoever comes here. But anyway, that being said, I wanted to welcome Natasha on the show, and she's a Native American wisdom keeper, and she's also an Arcturian contactee, and I'd like to find out a lot more about the Arcturians, because we've had contact here with them, and on a limited scale, more with the Pleiadians and the Andromedans and the Orion Council of Light. So maybe without any further ado, I want to bring Natasha on the show. Natasha, are you with us?
I am, James.
Welcome. Hi. To the show.
Thank you.
So what's happening in your neck of the woods? I'm sure you're probably experiencing the same thing we are, a kind of an exponential increase in activity and contact.
Well, here in Arizona, there's a very high vibration, a lot of StarCraft activity. There always has been, especially many people think of Sedona, but in Kingman and Bisbee, and also up in the northern parts of Arizona and around the different reservations, a lot of activity.
I'm wondering, as far as I know, you're having contact with the Arcturians. We're having some pretty amazing experiences with these feline beings up here who also have their ships, and they've been doing a lot with the grid and the grid work, and actually intervening quite a bit with any regenerative teas. I'm wondering if you're experiencing that as well.
Yes, I am. The Arcturians seem to be retuning everything, and it started quite intensely in December 2011, January 2012, and they stepped it up to such a high level because from what they're explaining, things have to be sped up. They've gone too slow. So, yes, it's intense right now.
I know the past, I would say, several days, it's like somebody just turned the dial to 10. And I know we're having multiple gamma ray bursts. We got hit with two last night, which is really seventh-dimensional consciousness hitting the planet. And on top of that, we're getting hit with solar flares one after another, and huge coronal holes have opened up more than they've ever seen in quite some time, streaming energy into the Earth. So it does seem like we're on an extreme fast track or a quickening. Are you experiencing that as well?
Quite a bit. Some of the photographs that I was able to take and we'll share show some of the gamma bursts, but what we're seeing here, just, you know, with the naked eye, just in everyday life, is these openings of it's sort of a green turquoise on the ley lines of the land, what you're calling the ley lines, and you can see them, And now they seem to be expanding around people. I don't know if you're seeing that, but I mean, even in broad daylight, walking on the sidewalk, in stores, in a building, you'll see some people just glowing with this almost brilliant green turquoise light and little mini explosions. And this has to do with the solar maxima as well as the gamma rays. Yes.
Yeah, it does seem that turquoise is the blue and the green ray combined, you know, which would be love and wisdom and healing energy at the same time. And boy, the Earth needs that more than ever right now.
It really does. There are so many ancient ones that have held the guardianship in all areas, yourself up there at the ranch and others around the globe. And now they're coming forward, and as they come forward, carrying this energy with them, it's just expanding consciousness. But in terms of what you said before, the solar rays and gamma ray bursts, people just in general who aren't even aware of any of this, they seem to want to know more, and you keep hearing people say, what's going on? What's happening?
Yeah, that's pretty much major here. I mean, my emails are just off the scale with people, you know, asking, you know, what's happening, what's going on. And I noticed too, and I'm not sure if you're probably seeing the same thing, it's really throwing people into process because it's actually activating their bioelectric fields around the body and they have to step up to the plate. So all the old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience, you know, any childhood trauma, you know, all of that stuff is just coming up to the surface. And I'm seeing the people that have been doing their homework are still affected by this. They're having to deal with it. And empathetically, they're feeling the process of others at the same time. But those who haven't been doing their homework are really getting hit hard with this. You know, having to go through one real hard lesson after another, or dark night of the soul, like in sequential dark nights of the soul after another until they catch up.
Yes, this is very challenging for people in general, and a lot of people seem to be simplifying their lives and trying to step back from a lot of things in the mundane world, whether they're changing where they live or relationships or the work they've done for employment, or you're seeing these changes. But along with that, they just seem like they need quiet time. Like, you've seen a lot more people's responses. Don't bother me. I'm busy. And what they're really saying is, I need to be alone right now.
Definitely. Yeah, it is. You know, the one thing about it, we do come in alone and we do go out alone. And basically, you know, right now we really do need to do an internal program versus an external program to get through these changes. And it's amazing because I've seen some people are just taken off like crazy that are going inward and making their own personal, you know, God, creator, spirit connection, whatever you want to call it. And letting go of everything and simplifying and getting really clear, where I've seen others getting more complicated and trying to create more chaos or more division or more go further into the old world, the old material, outer appearance, external world. And I guess they need to do that until that crashes, you know.
Well, you're absolutely right. This has a lot to do with the planetary influences that are altering the electromagnetic frequency of this planet. And so you have, as that happens, this type of what many are calling ascension shift, many terms for it, obviously. And the people that are used to life as it was, it doesn't work anymore. But the challenge is, the problem is, no one told them this was going to happen in a way they could understand. and those that were light workers were doing their light work, but the everyday person that wasn't, as you say, hadn't done their work, they were going along with business as usual, and they can't anymore.
Yeah, it's obvious. The old 3D paradigm that we've been in, where we've been suppressed and lost our sovereignty and lost our own personal God connection, you know, I call it the Archon Network, is coming down. And it's sad because there's a lot of people that were very, very programmed and very, very wounded. And so they've been cut off from their soul and spirit because of this programming and these wounds. And they're really having a hard time because their whole world that they've depended on for all this time is just becoming unraveled. You know, and unless they make their soul and spirit connection, they aren't going to make this shift.
I believe that many of the light workers that have prepared this time are extending out a hand, mm-hmm. and putting forth their energy around the planet in groups and circles and places to not only heal the planet, but assist these people that need this healing. And these are mass healing energies. They aren't just directed individual to individual. They're, mm-hmm. and so it's more light workers coming together in groups now, in circles of light, putting out massive amounts of healing and love in union with the God of the universe, the creator of all, and in union with all these divine realms, including the star nations.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, that's exactly what we're experiencing here. It's like what I've seen is that, you know, the inner earth is activated, and they're pumping out the energy. The higher dimensional realms are activated, and they're really cranking in the energy. And then there's a sandwich in between, and that's the unconscious, you know, or the people that are programmed by the old network, or the unconscious, and also the unseen negative influences that are just going bonkers right now and scrambling, you know, to maintain some kind of control. But it's like resistance is futile because it's coming from below and above. There's nowhere to run other than into your own awakening.
That's really true. And everything that you say, for example, the old influences, they are trying to figure out how to basically, I think at this time, escape. Because yeah. they can't be here on this planet anymore. This planet has too much infusion of light and love and God, love, and spirit. And meanwhile, coming from below, those that have kept the inner earth sacred in preparation for this time, they're coming out now. They're coming out big time.
Yeah, we're seeing them, you know, in the other dimensions showing up in legions, you know, and they're, I hate to say this, it sounds unspiritual, but they look like they're battle ready, you know, you know, they're saying enough's enough. And I mean, even the source is done with the crap, you know, it's like it's finished, you know, the old saying, you know, there's a saying that rings throughout the universe, you know, it is finished. And what they're saying is what is finished is the old program of separation, of greed, you know, of, you know, steering away from universal law or universal principles that are necessary for a healthy society and environment. And those that are steering away from that are still trying to maintain, you know, their ego program, you know, void of spirit or disconnect from spirit are not going to fare too well, you know, with the mass acceleration of energy that's coming in.
Well, they're not, because the person that, as you say, has not done their homework because of this mass infusion, and specifically, as you say, from those that are coming from the inner earth that are battle-ready, they are battle-ready in the sense of surrounding those that are wounded, and those that are wounded warriors, that are light workers, that perhaps are just tired because they've done this for so long, they need a break. And they're here as reinforcement to say, you know, as you say, not only is enough enough, but we've brought reinforcement. We've brought the troops.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're experiencing too, because, you know, these beings, they talk about, like what you're saying, the real God, you know, or the creator of the universe, or what they have different names for it, and they're intently spiritual. But there are gods and goddesses, very advanced beings out there that are adding their consciousness and energy to the mix. And lately they've been talking about the protectors of the gods are coming in now. And they're not only protecting their gods, they're protecting those who aligned with these extremely powerful and, you know, wise and benevolent beings that are here to assist. And so, you know, we're seeing just a plethora of beings appearing that are here on our behalf and that are starting, like as you said, to surround the light workers and back up their work. And I'm seeing also too is that they're doing things in ways through energetics and other energies and conscious energy to expose the people who have aligned with the other network, or let's say the old guard, are being exposed just undeniably now.
That's true. The light that they come in on, and this is, as you know, a very real measurable light when you start talking about the gamma rays and beyond, on which they travel, is so powerful that you can't hide yourself from it. And most unfortunately, that's everyone across the globe. It doesn't matter what our title or our position or our country. We could be a healer. We could be the head of a organization. None of that matters anymore. It's your inner soul light. It's a light from your heart that is shining. And if that light is not shining, and the light of Creator Source and this ultraviolet and this gamma rays are bringing all of this out, then a person can no longer pretend to be that which they are not. They cannot pretend to be good or to be true or to be loving or to be compassionate if they are not. And they're trying to hide, but there's nowhere to hide. You cannot hide from this light.
Well, you couldn't have said it better. I mean, we're on the same wavelength, because that's exactly where I wanted to go with this. Because, you know, as I was saying, resistance is futile. It's coming from above and below and in between, and every little atom, you know, is being activated. So, there's just no way around this process. But I'm just amazed, because I've seen, you know, certain people that are basically sociopaths. You know, they're continuing in actions that are totally out of alignment with Creator, you know, with universal law, you might say, and in every field, in every institution right now. And they have no remorse, no consciousness whatsoever concerning what they're doing or how their actions affect others and the planet. And I'm wondering, what do you think is going to be their fate, you know, with this energy coming in?
Oh, boy. Arcturians have told me very, very strongly, because they're not fooling around. They're extremely serious, and they're capable of doing that which has been given them as their part of the spirit walk and mission. Is these particular beings, they're not going to be permitted, not only not permitted to continue, but they're not going to be permitted to reincarnate or to spiritually align with this planetary system. And this particular type of cleansing, they will have choices to go voluntarily or to be removed by spirit. And that will be not by man, but by, there's no way to say this, by God. I mean, there's no way to say it. And that would be something, a fate that I would not wish upon any soul, because they'll be put in a type of a soul prison where they will basically go to sleep and they will cease.
Yeah, it's a rough one. You know, it's sad. You know, you don't want that to happen to anybody, but, you know, it's been very well earned, you know, by some of these individuals. And there is, you know, action-reaction. There are karmic consequences to actions outside of universal law, and there's no way to get away from it. You know, as much as we would like to try to validate or defend, you know, actions, you know, that are choices and actions that are outside of universal law, there's the reaction is right around the corner, and it's going to be exponentially, you know, the hammer's coming down, and it's going to increase and get stronger and stronger until the hard lessons just become so obvious. There's no way you can miss them. And, you know, eventually, if you don't get it right, you know, they'll take you out, basically.
Well, one of the beautiful things that's happening as more and more people come together from this heart-centeredness, from this place of love, of spirit unity, is to begin to share ways to uplift how we're existing on this planet, if you will. And I'm seeing more and more people wanting to share food, wanting to share dwellings, wanting to share information, what's being called energy technology. Everyone wants solar energy. Everyone wants new organic foods. And people, even in the grocery stores, you watch them reading the labels. They're awakening. They're becoming more conscious of what they put in their body, what they speak, where they send their children to school. It's this mass awakening.
Yeah, definitely. I've been noticing that too. But it does seem to be like a division. I don't know if you've noticed that. There does seem to be, you know, groups that are really setting up boundaries and saying, you know what, I'm not going there anymore. This is not where I want to experience. This is not what I want to experience, where I want to put my energies. And there does seem to be other groups that are just doing the opposite, you know, trying so hard to maintain their false sense of power, you know, not realizing love's the ultimate power. And they're going into, instead of unity consciousness, which is what you're talking about, there seems to be another movement towards the me program. You know, what's in it for me, operating strictly out of the ego and the division program. And it's kind of interesting. I've been watching this, but I've been watching it also implode very quickly on itself.
Yes. Those that are doing that, you're correct. They're everywhere. They're on every street corner in every industry. You can't avoid them. They're your neighbor. They're in an office, a store, and you can almost spot them. It's almost like the cartoon with the little, you know, dark cloud over their head. Instead of spreading joy, they spread rain. But the interesting thing is, if you notice, they're never happy. They never have a smile. They always look angry. They always want to have an argument of some type or debate. Mm-hmm. And they seem to have nothing to offer except sit down, be quiet, and listen to me. The problem is people are walking away from them.
Yeah.
People are not listening to them. And if you're looking at the general public, whether it's politically or corporately or, you know, economically, people are saying, okay, I want to see the fine print here. Explain yourself.
Yeah.
Show me the documentation. I no longer take your word for it.
Or I like the one, what are you bringing to the party, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, we know what you want, but what do you have to give, and what are you bringing to the party?
That's exactly it. It's supposed to be a buffet, and it's supposed to be a potluck, and that's that's the concept they can't get around. You know, they want to force feed everyone, and we just aren't digesting it anymore. We're spitting it out and saying, no, that doesn't sit well with us. And what they don't quite get is they've lost their control, and they're shocked. They're shocked when someone turns down their job. They're shocked when someone turns down their money or their equipment. It's like, but I'm very wealthy. I'm very powerful. And people, even the poorest person on the street, saying, you know what? I don't care. Goodbye.
Yeah, it seems like it's very obvious the old program isn't working anymore, and the external outer appearances, all that stuff, that old Archon network is collapsing, and people are really looking at the inner stuff and saying, well, what's on the inside, you know? What kind of frequency are you carrying? You know, are you fully in service mode? You know, are you operating, you know, according to universal law or universal principles? And people are holding everybody accountable right now, even at the highest institutions. You know, people are looking at the Pope, you know, they're looking at the presidents, they're looking at all the political leaders, you know, and they're looking at, you know, the heads of the corporations like Monsanto and all these other things. And they're just saying, you know what, you know, that we're not buying anymore, and we're not supporting this anymore, and we're not going to buy your products anymore, and we're not going to give you our authority anymore, our power anymore. And they're just saying, you know, I don't need your acceptance and approval anymore. I don't need your love. I don't need anything from you. I'm becoming sovereign. You know, I'm owning this within myself. And there's just a huge movement, it seems like, towards both sovereignty, but at the same time, unity consciousness. They can both go together at the same time.
It is there, and it is the energy that connects with the divine energy that we all carry, that we're now letting that connection take place. And as we do that, because there's so much peace in it, there's also a power in it. So each individual that is doing that is self-empowered. And that doesn't mean that we don't respect each other. It simply means that there are no specific dictators or leaders or any one individual that speaks for everyone. Mm-hmm. We all speak.
Exactly. Yeah, it's very... And I'm also seeing, too, this divine energy, the empowerment of the divine feminine, and that nurturing energy is really coming in strong right now. And it's kind of shattering that old paradigm, you know, of you know, where everybody's becoming one big family in unity consciousness. Everybody's working together and with amazing respect and things like that. And there's, in the opposite side of the coin, you know, they're actually losing respect for those that are still doing the separation, division, you know, me program. You know, I see that too with a lot of the stars and the fame and all of that stuff you see in the media and social consciousness. It's like when people say, you know, I'm a movie star or whatever, and now people are going, oh, too bad, man. You know, it's like, or I'm a politician. I'm sorry for you, buddy. You know, it's like, you know, or I'm this CEO, you know, now people are looking at it in distaste versus before, you know, it was used to be a, you know, if you climb the Archon ladder of success and you're very successful, it didn't matter what you did or who you harmed or anything. People used to look up to you because of the programming, but now it's the opposite.
Well, we forgot on this planet for a long time because we were put to sleep, and we forgot. And now, as you say, we're reawakened, many of us. And are those that are in the process of reawakening. And as this remembrance comes, we realize that many of the star nations that have been visiting here for thousands and thousands of years, when they came, and if you look at the photos, and if you, which I know you have, and the stories that have been told for millennia, there were always men and women. It wasn't that there was just a man or just a woman. And so this concept of just a masculine energy or just a feminine energy is false. And so the feminine, which was the nurturing and the life-giving forces of the earth, were ignored for such a long time. And yet the masculine and feminine resides within each one of us. And we weren't allowed to balance these energies. So this earth is out of balance now. And everything got thrown awry. So it has to do with bringing back the waters, bringing back the earth, bringing back the laughter of the children, acknowledging the birth process of creation, and allowing this earth and humanity flower. We were denied that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've always seen it as an objective-subjective balance, and by nature, the male is usually objective. You know, it's the external force of making things happen and the doer, you know, and the female energy is the subjective one, and it's the receiver. It receives the information from source, and it receives the energy and gives birth to it and things like that. You know, it's a different way of looking at things, and because we did go so far into the patriarchal program of the masculine running the show without receiving information from spirit or the soul and spirit connection, that it seems like that's why we're in such a pickle today, you know, or we're in such an imbalance that's actually being expressed in a lot of the things, especially concerning nature and what's being done to nature. And humanity as well, because of the lack of heart and soul and spirit and the divine feminine concept of family, like everything is family.
That is very, very true. And we've destroyed that, and that has made Mother Earth very sad. And most unfortunately, Mother Earth has a very loud voice, and when she speaks, and she speaks with this masculine and feminine energy. Mm-hmm. And that's another concept people need to get used to, that there are masculine and feminine energies within this earth. So a lot of the tornadoes or the earth changes that are happening are a result of these energies trying to get back into balance. And most unfortunately, we can't understand this balance unless we understand these energies. And once we do understand them, then we can live on this planet and we can restore it the way it is supposed to be spiritually.
Yeah, it does seem to be that we are definitely in a major restoration event right now where nature and the sun together are both cooperating. You know, as well as all the higher dimensional beings and the inner beings are all stepping forward right now in this huge reclamation project, you know. So, and what I've seen is that there's other groups, you know, that are trying all they can to maintain the status quo, which is completely unsustainable and which is a no-brainer. You know, if you want to keep going in that direction, you're definitely going to end up in social, economic, and environmental collapse. So anyway, it's quite interesting watching this race, you know, between Mother Earth doing what she's doing, the higher consciousness and energy and divine intervention, you know, and you've got the whole universe, you know, alignment with galactic plane and everything else happening, and then you got the other control boys that are trying to maintain the status quo.
It's very important that they not maintain the status quo. It's going to cause more of the loud shouting from Mother Earth. And everyone is talking about sustainability, and then they're talking about, you know, going to in spacecraft to other planets. The reality is that this Earth is such a gift. And we can connect with other planets and still keep our planet. And that means that we need to look at the sustainability of the people and the planet here and allow for these green energies, allow for these organic foods, allow for these new communities and new types of homes. All of this is available to us. People are taking advantage of them. A lot of it's economics, but a lot of it, people are saying, you know what, I don't care if all I have is this little pot of soil and this little dwelling. I'm going to do it where I am. And that's pretty much, it's a grassroots thing. You have to do it where you are. Don't wait for some big organization.
You know, I think that is so important because I was talking about that with the disclosure projects and things like that and what's going on. And I just said, why are we diverting all of our, you know, energies to an external authority again to tell us it's okay to believe in what we already believe in. I mean, the masses already know UFOs exist. There's the polls are showing the high 80 and 90% of the people believe UFOs exist, and there is a government cover-up. You know, but we're still programmed that we need some external authority to tell us it's okay. And I tell people, why are you still giving all this power away to these external authorities? Why don't you just go out and meditate and look up?
Exactly. Especially when, as you say, there where you are, you know, you've created this mutual meeting place there that is very spiritual. And the reality is that people can raise their vibration. They can raise the vibration of wherever they are. They don't have to travel to a vortex in Egypt. They can do it in their home. They can do it in their town. They can do it in their cities. And it is about bringing out this very high energy that the solar maxima, the star beams, the pole shifts, all of this, the inner earth spiritual guardians are facilitating, that would allow humanity to do it where they are. You can have a hydroponic garden. You can have your solar lights. You can create your sacred space in your little apartment, because the reality is that energy is so high. You can do it sitting in a chair at a restaurant. You can do it in your car, but you have to do it.
Yeah, it does seem like in the past, you know, you had to do like years of abstaining, you know, in a cave to get to what's available now in just a very short time. Because of the veils coming down and the vibrational lifting happening and the quickening, all the energy is available right now. But as you're saying, you know, it's all available to us, but there's two things we need to do. One, we need to release the past, and we need to surrender to these energies. And two, get a strong foundation, you know, in universal principles, you know, that are necessary for a healthy society and environment, and apply those, you know, to our everyday lives. And those two things, you know, if we do that, we're going to sail right through these changes. But I know if we don't do that, we're going to have some real hard lessons down the road.
You're right. The lessons, most unfortunately, will be quite hard. The interesting thing about some of the catastrophes that have hit globally is when you look at people, when any event happens, they don't call their congressman or their banker. They hug each other, and they hold each other, and they comfort each other. And I think that it is most unfortunate that anybody believes that we must have a catastrophe in order to do this. We should be extending out a helping hand wherever we are on a daily, consistent basis. It should not be reserved for a day of the week or time of the year. And this is the difficult part right now. People are reserving this for a church service or, you know, or a big event. So this love, this high spiritual divine love, we must begin to give it every moment, every day. And that is very difficult for people to tear down that emotional wall. And it's not meant to be a mushy-gushy love, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. They don't understand this type of higher love.
It is rough because, you know, when you've been in survival, and, you know, you've been tormented all your life, and you've been programmed by the matrix, and you know, your whole basis, your whole foundation is in survival, you know, and it is in, you know, trying to meet your needs any way possible, you know, to take care of your needs and take care of your emotional needs too as well and other things. But it's sad that because of that programming, you know, we can't drop all those walls and surrender to spirit and let spirit provide our needs and let spirit fill us with love and joy and acceptance, and let Spirit fill us with all the things that we forgot we've always had.
That's very true, and it's going to be a challenge, because for many in the metaphysical or lightworker realm, there's now a calling to bring this balance in, as you say, how do I feed my family? How do I get clothes? This is what people are seeing. And so they need the basics of life. And actually, the reality is, that is love. That is love. Nurturing ourselves. We have this physical body. We are having physical needs. We cannot ignore that. And there's nothing wrong with providing ourselves with these needs. And this is a lot of light workers now too, starting to grow food, starting to look at new types of clothing, cheaper, newer types of houses. And they're not waiting for a company to do it. They're creating little dome houses or hexagon houses or dwelling places, as we say. And this is this transition into this other realm. It is a way of life, because you can't retreat to a room and meditate while all around you perishes. You must provide for yourself. So how do you do it when all crumbles around you? And these are these new ways. And people are forming community gardens. They're forming new ways of having a house, or you mentioned Monsanto, or clothing. They're forming new ways of learning and gaining knowledge. They're not going to brick and mortar school. They're forming new ways of providing sustenance. They aren't willing to get up at 9, punch a time clock, and come home at 5. So people are taking the energy, and they're doing it. Many are not waiting. They're not waiting. They cannot wait. Yeah. They will not wait.
Well, it just seems like this big division between the me consciousness, the separation game, driven by the ego and its program and whatever it's been programmed to think that it needs or has to have for survival or whatever, and the unity consciousness program that's coming in, where people are going, hey, I've got an extra room. I could really make ends meet by sharing my house with somebody else, or I can sit down and we can all make a meal and all contribute to it and turn out with a really good meal, and share the work, as well. But, and share in growing the food too. It's amazing how well you can eat once you get that down. But it's tricky when you get a bunch of people, if they're not healed or not healthy, and especially if you're living on a vortex or on Stargate like we are here, to bring people together and try to get them to understand these basic principles of unity consciousness and how we can all work together and provide everything we need and live a very spiritual, abundant life, in harmony with each other and nature.
I agree with this whole concept. It's very beautiful. At this time, I see us, you mentioned spiritual warriors, I see us as spiritual protectors and also spiritual EMTs. We're saying, okay, you're coming out of shock, you're in shock, I'd like to talk to you, but you're not going to hear anything I say. So for right now, here's a warm cup of milk and a blanket, and just sit there quietly for a minute and sort of like a patient coming out of a coma.
Yeah. I know a few of those.
So I personally have given up trying to talk to people that are in that coma state. It's like just nod and smile. Say, here, have some milk. Here's a blanket, here's a nice tear, and slowly they come back to life.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think it's radio shows like this one and other shows where we're getting that the native wisdom out, the ancient wisdom or the grounded earth wisdom, you know, out right now that are so important. And I it's sad because I see very few people actually sticking to the basics and getting the basics down, you know. And it's not that complicated. And they're going off in all these other programs. You know, I'm seeing there's all these other crazy programs out there that are suspenseful and they're crazy and they're all these mind control, super soldiers, all these things, you know, they're all going off into these things, which is fine, you know, but, you know, let's get our basics down first, you know. And the same thing in the UFO community, all of these things, I go, well, what are these people really living a life of integrity, you know? Do they have remorse for the things that they've done? Are they trying to make amends? You know, why do we glorify these people that have done some really heinous acts and put them up on a pedestal again when they're continuing in this sociopathic behavior? You know, are we doing research on this? It's kind of crazy. I just see this over and over again. The limelight, the people on the podium, unfortunately, that get the most press are the ones that we really shouldn't be listening to, and the ones in the background, you know, that are living a more humble life of humility and in pure service are the ones kind of like a small voice in the background. And to me, that's why I'm so glad you're coming to the conference that's coming up June 28th, because we're very picky on who we allow to come speak here at the conference. And we don't care about if somebody's really famous or whatever. We care about their heart and where they're going in service to humanity and the earth and what kind of record they have in that agenda, you might say.
Really, really grateful. I wanted to share when the Arcturians asked me last year to share, I didn't want to. They had to really push me. They're very good at pushing.
I know that one. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And I kept, my one thing I kept saying to them, sometimes in tears, sometimes in joy, sometimes confusion, was why? And can't I wait? And why? And their response was, it must be done now. And we need those of you that will come out and do this. And so it is difficult to do this, but the energy given forth from the divine beings is so loving, so peaceful, so joyous, that to not share it would be against all creator law.
And, you know, I think what you're saying there is so important, because the energy that you're allowing to come through you and that you're connecting to, we need to have some major discernment around that, because there's a lot of, you know, people out there that are tuning into different frequencies and allowing that energy to express through them. And although they think they're doing the spiritual work, they need to really monitor the energy that they are allowing to come through them and what they are corded or connected to. And they've kind of deluded themselves into thinking that they are serving this higher force. And it's so important right now to really take stock in the frequencies and the energies and the expressions of those energies and how they're manifesting in our outer lives, and make a real strong decision on, you know, what am I connecting to? What am I allowing to come through me? How is it manifesting in my life, and how is it serving others? And just with brutal honesty, look at that and just say, you know, where am I really coming from, you know, in order to kind of break these old programs and these old connections and this Archon network that's at play right now.
I like the word brutal honesty, because that's the only way that we can do it. That's the only way I know I can do it. And for example, you know, we go out in the world and we try to help others or heal or whatever, but what it comes down to is, who are we? Why are we doing this? The word why? Who are you? Who am I? Who are we? Why are we doing what we're doing? And to be brutally honest. So sort of, you know, sometimes someone asks me, what are you doing right now? I'll say, absolutely nothing. I'm just sitting, laughing, holding one of my children, or petting a cat, or gardening, or making a meal, or laughing with a friend, or listening to some beautiful music, or trying to heal someone, or feed a neighbor. And in the end, that is how it will be judged. How did we live our life?
Exactly. You know, what's that old saying? It's not the love you got, it's the love you withheld, you know, as to how you're judged in the future. But I always tell people, enjoy your light review, you know, because I'm not here to fix everything and straighten you out. Just have fun. Enjoy your light review. Hey, we're up at the end of the hour here. So what's the best way people can get in contact with you?
The best way they can get in contact with me is on my website, Windstar Galactic Healing, and I'm not a technical person, and so, you know, if I don't respond immediately, it's because I'm not constantly on the computer.
Yeah. I understand exactly what you're talking about. It's like I'm always being forced to be on it. You know, sometimes I get, you know, 200 to 300 emails a day. If I go on a major talk show, sometimes it's 1,200. And it's like I look at it, I just open it up and I go, oh, my God, you know, I'm going to be here all morning. But I break it up. I go out and get out in nature and I do gardening and do some digging and fix the fences here on the ranch and try to break it up, luckily. But, you know, I hate to say it, but there's a part of me that would not feel any remorse whatsoever if this grid goes down.
Ditto.
It'd free me up. Hey, anyway, you know, a great interview. We definitely will have to do it again, and I can't wait to see you this June 28th up here at the Transformation Celebration.
Oh, thank you so much, James. Lots of love to all of you. It will be a joy and an honor to be there.
All right. I can't wait to see you here, and thank you again so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. See you then.
All right. I'm your host, James Gillen, signing off. And don't forget the Friday, June 28th to Monday, July 1st, the Transformation Celebration at East Eddy Ranch. And you can join Neil Kramer, Spencer Barkley, Laura Eisenhower, Joel Garvin, John Kelly, Atasha, who we've just interviewed, and myself and Mark Peebler and Victoria Lindquist, and with some great music as well. And not only that, you get to get out and watch the ships. So we have massive ships come over every year, so come out and have your own experience. Anyway, this is James Gillen signing off. Have a great day.
Osio, James.
Got it. Osio. Hey, thanks a lot. I got it, so we're off the air.
Okay. Osio, we'll see you in June, and I'm just so excited. I can't begin to tell you. So.
We had so many ships here last night. It was incredible. I think Jana probably told you about it. But.
She did, and they were here too. I mean, I honestly did not sleep last night, and I got up at 3 o'clock. I thought it was time for your show.
Yeah.
So, and I've been outside, and the energy, the star nations that have come in, there have been a lot of star nations. A lot of lights, and the sounds. Are you hearing the sounds?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you know what, too? There's been nights where I just never went to bed. I give up. There's no way I can sleep. There's just way too much energy coming in.
There was. And last night was intense, and it was, I couldn't even talk. And I thought, oh, my God, will I be able to talk? Well, I'm chattering. Mm-hmm. So... But no, it was just sounds. The you know, the high sound that they used to talk to you.
Yeah.
And we were doing that all night, and I thought, oh my God, wow.
Yeah, it's intense. You know, some of these feminine goddesses coming in right now, they're the original Anunnaki, you know, the ones that never fell.
Right.
Are returning and coming back, and Jesus, man, their energy coming in now, I'm just going, oh my God, you know, I actually feel sorry for those who can't get it together.